Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to get back to basics. Today, the topic is be kind. This weekend, I took a social media vacation, a nature medicinal infusion, and went to the mountains with my partner, and we rented a tiny house to check out what that was like. And on the way driving out to the wilderness, realized that there was harsh weather on the forecast. And without planning for it or packing for it, we found ourselves in a snowstorm, and it was delightful. Isn't that something that somebody from San Diego would say? We had snow, it was delightful. But it was so nice to be offline and to be focused on no current events, no shoulds or to-dos, just being present and observing nature and breathing in the air and noticing the stillness and the quiet. It was just incredible. And then as that boundary that we had set up psychically was taken down and we returned to the default world, I very rapidly found myself off kilter. And one of the things that has been so kind of in my face in the previous few weeks is the election and the primaries and candidates, and I'm reminded of how traumatic it was for me the last time we had a presidential election, and the process of democracy is so ugly. It brings out the worst in people. It brings out the divisiveness and the team mentality, the us, them. And unfortunately, we now live in a media kind of entertainment world where there is so much motivation and incentive for our news, what used to be news, what maybe perhaps still is portions of the news, is so much more than information. It is a perspective, it is a team mentality, it is fear-mongering, it is highlighting differences and inflating things so that it is difficult to see people with different opinions as merely people with different opinions. We are given the ammunition by pundits, by memes. We are given these phrases and ideas and memes of which are the weapons that we then attack one another with. I've become very aware of how tempting it can be to pick up a weapon that is handed to me. It feels right. It feels righteous. And attack and call names and label those who disagree stupid, bigoted, racist, whatever. That tendency has gotten so strong that it doesn't matter what you believe, the other side is always so wrong. And now we've gotten to a point where the other side are the people who a week ago, a month ago, were on your side. I find myself having these thoughts like, humanity gets what we deserve. And it's like, oh, no, don't go there. Like, stay optimistic, be kind. Now, will I be voting? Yes. Do I think that it's obvious who I should vote for? No. Why? Because I feel like we are so manipulated right now. There's an idea that Noam Chomsky made popular, or maybe he invented the name of manufactured consent. And that is the idea that a ruling class cannot do what they want in a democracy. In a monarchy, the ruling class does whatever they want. You know, the king just does and people obey. But when with a democracy, we have to have the consent of the masses, theoretically. So what happens in these situations? The power structure has to find a way to get the masses to agree to what the power structure wants. So they do that through a process of manufactured consent. And that is through the manipulation of information and news, and sometimes even, you know, creating conflict. Unfortunately, there have been very real things, these false flag operations like the Gulf of Tonkin, that then lead to conspiracy theories all over the place. But then when you have a potential disastrous thing that happens in the news, whether it was done via conspiracy theory, or is it merely something that the ruling class uses as a tool and says, look, we have a reason to be afraid. There is this terrible things happening. Therefore, we need this new legislation. Therefore, we need you to limit your freedoms and give up control. Therefore, we need blah, blah, blah. Or maybe on the other side, we need to raise taxes. We need, you know, and this process of manipulation of information leads to the process of trying to make a decision when you don't really know where the information is coming from. Is it a journalist with a heart of gold? Is it a strategist with a devious scheme? Is it someone with good intentions, but the ends justify the means to them? And now that we have the fake people posting in social media, which is not some science fiction thing, this is a very real scenario, we are now making our knee-jerk reactions and our enrage porn, frustration as entertainment, based on not other upset people, but based on strategically created perspectives that have the intention of manufacturing consent or manufacturing dissent that will then lead to consent towards other things. Is this making sense? So when you know we are living in this world, you gotta be kind. Even if you are you're absolutely certain that you are not a victim to any of this disinformation, you have to have compassion towards those that are. It is very difficult, if not impossible, to have undistorted awareness of the political process. So we do the best we can, we align with those we trust, and have compassion towards everybody else. As we get enraged, we become part of this machine that then creates manufactured consent on the other side. It's distressing. All we can do is take a breath together and be kind. So, whoever you are voting for, I love you. Whoever you are convinced is misleading you or out to hurt you, I love you. I think we really need to work on a dialogue of ideas. Do I believe in less suffering? Yes. Do I believe that I would rather have less suffering and less fairness? Meaning, if people don't work really, really, really hard, do I still believe they don't deserve to suffer? Yes. You may disagree with that. Fine. But can we disagree from a place of kindness? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. All we can do is try. I love you. So wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. And we'll take a moment to be grateful for this body. Outside of the politics and the teams and the us, them, the experience of the now, the physical sensations of the now, the sounds, the tastes, the smells, and what a treat to be in a body with so much awareness and sensation. And beneath the physical and beneath those thoughts is that experience that is transcends our personality, transcends our identity and our ego. It is an energetic awareness that flows through all of us, no matter what team we're on. If we can shed all of that excess, that love and light that shines through us is identical. And so let's be a part of that oneness as we take one big breath together and then sigh it out. In through the nose. Hold it. And then sigh it out. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb, Larry Harvey, and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation. I love you. Have a beautiful day. May you survive the political climate. May you stand for what you believe in. May you share with kindness and recognition that all in the human family are doing the best they can with what they got. And if you inspire them, they will do better. Have a beautiful week. Hey, sign up for my newsletter and I will send you free access to my two short films. One is about Burning Man and one is about my grandfather. List.hugnation.com and you get free access to both those films.